In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We spend our whole life seeking, and we seek many things, some of this world and some of the next. And we often try to find the things that seem to be furthest away. When the disciples came to the Lord and said to him, Lord, show us the way. Lord, show us this incredible secret, this mystery that has been hidden from the whole of humanity. Show us the things that we don't know. Our Lord was very simple in his response. Have I been with you so long, yet you don't know me? I am the way. And that is the very simple message. Our Lord is the way. He is the way of love. He is the way of forgiveness. Above all, he is the way of salvation. He is the way of everything that has significance in our lives. And I think we sense it. Anything we do that is Christ-centered, that is Christ-based, has a certain blessing to it. We may call it lots of things, but if it focuses on Christ and is built on Christ, then it has a relevance. Yet other things that we sometimes do randomly, at best, and at worst, things that are actually away from being Christ-centered, become dissatisfactory or sometimes indeed destructive. There is no doubt that we will continue seeking until we die. And then, in the fullness of time, we will know the truth. But the interim truth, the truth we can live with here, is that Christ is both with us and within us. And that because we engage with that innermost part of ourselves, in our workplaces, in our homes, our universities, in our schools, in anything we do, because it becomes so natural, it becomes so instinctive, it is also most satisfying. Sometimes we're told, even in a secular setting, that we can't see the wood from the trees. And that's right. But I think in our spiritual lives, we are so focused on looking at the macro picture. We're so focused at looking at the grand scheme. Where am I going to be in 5 years or 10 years? Where is my career taking me? What path am I on? And those are all very significant questions. We need to ask ourselves those questions. We need to engage with those questions. But along with those questions, we also need to engage with the reality that if Christ is not at the center of all of these grand plans, then they fall short of what satisfies us. He is here. The truth is here. He is among us. He guides us. He even speaks to our hearts. Whatever that voice we call within us is, this is the voice of Christ calling us to what is central to our being. And he is so close. He is so near. He is so real that he is the connection to now and always, both in this life and the next. So the next time we ask, Lord, where are you? What are our plans? Where are we going? Expect the answer, have I been with you so long and yet you do not know me? I'm here. I am with you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. God is with us. God is risen among us. And God is in a place where we can encounter him daily so that in preparation for the life to come, we commit our lives to him both now and then. And glory be to God forever. Amen.